Chapter 15, 1852, Girding Up for a Mighty Thrust. As the messengers and friends of the cause committed to heralding the third angel's message assembled in the commodious home of Jesse Thompson, mid-morning, Friday, March 12, the topic of prime interest was publishing the truth through the press. The Thompson home was in the country, 9 miles from Saratoga Springs, where the 14 numbers of Volume 2 of the Review and Herald had been published. Attending that conference Friday morning were Joseph Bates, S. W. Rhodes, G. W. Holt, Frederick Wheeler, J. C. Day, Joseph Baker, William S. Ingram, Ira Wyman, Hammond Churchill, G. W. Morse, Hiram Edson, and James and Ellen White. They were joined by the Review staff and believers from nearby. Had not the meeting been called on such short notice, others would have been present. The report of the work done that Friday was faith-challenging. The subject of publishing the paper was introduced. Several brethren spoke of the disadvantages of having it published as it has been, and of the propriety of having an office at the control of Sabbath keepers. And after investigating the matter, it was decided by a unanimous vote, 1, that a press, type, etc., should be purchased immediately, 2, that the paper should be published at Rochester, New York, 3, that brethren E. A. Poole, Labeus Drew, and Hiram Edson compose a committee to receive donations from the Friends of the Cause to purchase the press, type, etc., and to conduct the financial concerns of the paper, 4, that the brethren abroad be requested through the next number of the Review and Herald to choose agents in their churches to receive donations for the purpose of establishing the press, and carrying forward the publishing of the paper, and, 5, that those donations that are immediately sent and should be sent to Hiram Edson, Port Byron, New York. It was thought that $600 would be sufficient to establish the press at Rochester. Ibid, March 23, 1852. The conference continued through Monday, March 15. The brethren came together, wrote James White, with a desire to be benefited and benefit each other. Not to establish any peculiar, new, views of their own, but to be united in the truth. Ibid. One matter of rather far-reaching significance came up on Monday. White reported. The subject of holding conferences in different parts of the field, especially where the brethren have but recently embraced the truth, was introduced and investigated with much feeling. There seemed to be but one view of the subject, that small conferences and many of them would prove a great blessing to the cause. And that those brethren who have recently embraced the Sabbath should not be neglected, but that they should have the labors of suitable brethren who shall hold such meetings with them. It was thought that there should be 2 to travel in company in the state of New York and Canada West, and 2 to travel in New England and Canada East, whose work should be to hold conferences. Ibid. In harmony with this, one committee was appointed to look after the East and another committee to care for the interests in the West. The call for the conference at the Thompson home had declared its object to be that those who teach the message of the third angel might examine more fully their present position in preparation to go forth in union and strength. Ibid, March 2, 1852. James White's report of the meeting would indicate that this objective was met. The Spirit of the Lord was with His servants during the entire meeting, and love and union prevailed. The business meetings were pleasant and free. All seemed willing to act, and ready to act in union, and to act now. The word was preached with freedom, and the examination of some points of doctrine touching the present message was conducted in harmony. Ibid, March 23, 1852.